So this is Manisha,
and I'm sitting around the dinner table with three other members of my community at Jyotivana in North Manchester, and we're reflecting on the fact that today is what used to be known as FWBO Day, and tomorrow is WBO Day, so this is Triratna Week, as it now is known. And I don't know about you, but my... I should also say that I've got Taravantana here, Mogalila, and Charanalaka from Australia, and me, Manisha. And I was just thinking that today is, in fact, the 21st anniversary of my first FWBO Day in Manchester Town Hall, when I was then going out with my partner, Sarva Badri. And I remember seeing her doing a full sevenfold puja in the central hall of Manchester Town Hall and doing full-length prostrations. I remember thinking, I cannot go out with somebody who has so little self-respect. Little did I know at that point, when I wasn't a Buddhist, that 21 years later I'd have been 10 years in a community, 14 years in a right livelihood, and nearly 10 years in the order. So I wonder what you have as your reminiscences from that FWBO Day.
That very FWBO Day at Manchester Town Hall. Shanta Siddhi and I, so that was Isabel and Sue then, made 20 pounds of carrots into coleslaw in her kitchen and transported it in empty peanut butter tubs to the Manchester Town Hall.
From where?
From Lancaster and Carnforth. And I brought my son, who was nearly nine.
And now?
And he wouldn't go to the creche thing. Because he wanted to not go to the creche thing. He's now nearly 30.
And nearly 7 feet high.
And nearly 6 foot six high. Yes.
And I gather you've been to an awful lot of FWBO days.
Me? No.
Magalila.
No, I can only recall going to one, and I'm sure it was in London many moons ago when I was still... I think I might have been a friend, if not, I was just a mitra. And I saw Bhante for the first time in the flesh, as it were, at that particular...
Was that a goldsmith's, the college?
Pass. It's just a vague memory that I have that I was somewhere and I saw Bhante walking past with this entourage, and it's like, he sort of stood there and just watched him as the crowds parted for him to sort of walk wherever he was... going, and I just remember him walking very, very steadily and majestically, you know, a bit like the elephant gait, just steadily walking. And I thought, oh, look at him. But I can't recall any others that I've been to.
I remember there being stalls. Mm. So I also remember going to one at Birmingham University in the great big hall. And all around the side there were stalls. So Tara Loke had a little stall selling something. Clear Vision had a little stall selling postcards.
Sorry, it was a very big stall, actually.
Sorry, yeah. Had a stall.
A very big stall.
Selling postcards and then prints. Mm. Of Rupa's, and actually I've got a green Tara, the one who's on my room, my beautiful green Tara that's CPA'd, yeah. I bought at that FWBO Day, Birmingham University, a long time ago.
Do you know, that's funny actually, because I have a print I bought from the Clear Vision FWBO Day stall at Goldsmiths in London, on my desk, framed, and I used it, I've had it for 20-something years, but I used it framed as the my ritual object that I took off the shrine at my... ceremony for becoming the director of Clear Vision. Mm. I hadn't really thought about the connection there. It goes back much longer than the job. Mm. And by the way, you can still buy photographs from Clear Vision Archive as downloads from our website.
Get your plug in there.
It's really great. You should go to the Clear Vision website.